Hey, do you mind if we get out of here? No? Cool. Let's go. Whew, this is so much better. Yeah, I agree. I figured I could see them later, and if I'm being honest, I could tell you weren't comfortable there. Don't look at me like that. I know how you can get. It's okay. You feel uneasy in crowds, and that's okay. Now then, how are you feeling? Okay. Come here real quick, yeah? You know I've always been able to see right through you, right? And we're agreed. No one knows you better than I do. Good. And just to check, we're agreed I'm the most beautiful woman in the whole world? No? All right, well, we'll come back to that one. Okay. So now that you've given me your fake smiling to the world answer, why don't you tell me the truth? Sweetie, don't cry. Here, it's okay. Sit tight, okay? You can cry in a bit, just not here. I'll be right back.
Almost done. Just one last touch. Just, okay. Yeah, okay. Come on. Come in the living room.
Ta-da! Well, it's a pillow fort. Yeah, not bad for a few minutes' work, huh? Looks even better inside, trust me. Oh, it's cozy in here, isn't it? Now, where were we? Let me set up some music on my phone, and... Oh, perfect. Yeah, I know, you like this track, that's why I picked it. Look, I know how it goes. Everyone tells you you're so sweet and kind, that you're wonderful, but then they don't talk to you. You try and mimic them to be who they want you to be, but one by one, they all fall to the wayside. Because, you know, not everyone likes to see themselves in someone else. You miss them and you grow lonely, and soon enough, groups make you feel anxious because you feel like you never fit in with them. Everyday people become potential people who can hurt you. So instead of giving them the chance to be a friend, you end up dodging the possibility altogether. Since you've seen all too many times how it plays out. I know, because I've been there. And it's not a happy place to be. Next thing you know, you're alone in a crowd. And all you can think about is being home, being alone, and regretting the decision to even go out in the first place. How am I doing so far? More spot on than you would have guessed, maybe? So let's keep going. You think the world sees you as perfect, and you don't want anyone to see your flaws. But we're human. Flaws are more or less our thing. You? You love to laugh. You wanted us to be happy. You can seem weak, maybe even a pushover, but you're not. You're just extremely patient and forgiving. You want people to know that they're loved and worth loving. You cry easily and you think it's embarrassing, but you also like the freedom it affords you. You can be selfish. You hate lying, even though you've done it. And you don't trust easily. Spot on? Almost? What I'm trying to get at is, you've got to forgive yourself for past mistakes. Let it go, dude. Let someone love you. I'll always be here, no matter what. We're practically one soul, you and I. You know I don't care about any of your mistakes. And I'm never going anywhere. Your flaws don't make you a bad person. They just make you a person. You might have made some bad choices here and there, but that doesn't mean you deserve to be alone forever. No one does. If not from me, then you need forgiveness from someone. Some kind of release from being so pulled down all those years. Life isn't perfect, sweetie, and us, we're young. We've got time to iron out these problems and solve these riddles. We've got time to learn to love ourselves. We've got time to let others love us, you know? So, no pressure. Anytime you need someone, say something. Or just give me that look. You know that look. And I'll be here, in the pillow fort, waiting for you to come join me so we can talk you back down. The beauty of the truth is, you can talk yourself down too. But we'll work up to that. For now, it would appear you've fallen asleep on me. So I think I'll take your lead for once. Good night, sweetie.